KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports in high school girls softball play around the area last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Creston outscoring Red Oak by a final of 14-10. Denison beating Lewis Central 13-1. Shenandoah beat Southwest Valley 12-2. Glenwood over Abraham Lincoln 12-3. Sioux City East edging Harlan 2-1. Thomas Jefferson beats St. Albert 17-6. From the Western Iowa Conference, IKM Manning beat Griswold in 9 innings 10-8. Rolling Valley Conference saw Bowyer Valley beat Glidden Ralston 16-15. West Harrison over Arweva 7-5. Woodbine beat Coon Rapids Bayard 10-7. While Nottoway Valley topping Exira EHK 5-3. Also at the Mount Air Classic, Lennox beat Bedford 5-0. Mount Air over Orient Maxburg 10-0. Wayne beat Centerville 3-2. Murray over Martinsdale St. Mary's 9-7. Also in softball news, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released the regional softball pairings coming up for next month in Class 1A. The first round games will be played on July 8th. Among the matchups in Region 2, Glidden-Ralston is at Woodbine, Bowyer Valley at Riverside, Audubon will play at Exira EHK, Arweva at St. Albert, and Cam at Coon Rapids Bayard. In Region 3, Orient Maxburg is at East Union, Murray will play East Mills, Stanton is at Southwest Valley, Griswold's at Fremont Mills, and Diagonal is at Bedford. Class 2A first-round games will be on July 8th. Among the matchups, Colfax Mingo plays at Nottoway Valley in Region 1. In Region 2, Panorama will play at Pella Christian, West Central Valley at ACGC. In Region 3, Tri-Center is at IKM Manning, Clarinda at Logan Magnolia. Also, Missouri Valley is at AHSTW and Underwood at Sydney. Class 3A first-round action gets underway on July 10th. In Region 7, OABCIG will play at Trainer. Kemper Catholic will play at Atlantic. Carroll will play at Southeast Valley. In Region 8, Clark is at Creston. Red Oak at Shenandoah. Also in Class 4A, their first round matchups will be on July 11th. In Region 2, Harlan will play Perry. In Region 4, Lewis Central is at Glenwood. And Pella is at Winterset. Also in Region 8, Denison will host Spencer. Class 5A play opens July 11th as well. Thomas Jefferson will play Abraham Lincoln in a Region 1 first round matchup. In last night's boys high school baseball play at the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Lewis Central defeated Atlantic 11-3. It was Creston over Red Oak 8-2. Harlan beat Sioux City West 10-7. Southwest Valley over Shenandoah 14-3. Alta Aurelia outscoring Denison 15-9. Western Iowa Conference Tournament semifinals last night saw Tri-Center beat Underwood 17-7 and Trainer topping Logan Magnolia 3-0. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK, a 3-2 winner over Nottoway Valley. Glen Ralston beat Bowyer Valley 8-3. Arweva 3-0 over West Harrison and Coon Rapids Bayard a 6-1 winner over Woodbine last night. In Major League Baseball, Daniel Mengden notched his first victory since May 18th by limiting the Cardinals to 4 hits over 6 innings in Oakland's 2-0 shutout at St. Louis. Bo Taylor and Matt Chapman homered off of Adam Wainwright, who gave up 5 other hits while fanning 9 over 6 and 2/3 innings. The Redbirds have been shut out 3 times in their last 14 games. In other interleague play, it was San Diego over Baltimore 10-5. The LA Angels beat Cincinnati 5-1. Pittsburgh clobbered Houston 14-2. Seattle doubled up Milwaukee 4-2. In the American League, the Indians picked up a 5-3 win over the Royals behind Trevor Bauer, who struck out a season-high 12 while holding Kansas City to 1 run and 3 hits over 6 and 2/3 innings. Bauer matched a career-high, throwing 127 pitches and didn't allow a hit until rookie Humberto Arteaga singled with 2 out in the 5th inning. Elsewhere in the American League, the White Sox beat Boston 8-7, Yankees over Toronto 8-7, Texas beat Detroit 4-1, Minnesota over Tampa Bay 6-4. In National League play, Arizona beat the LA Dodgers 8-2, Colorado over San Francisco 6-3, Philadelphia topping the New York Mets in 10 innings 5-4, Washington beat Miami 7-5, Atlanta over Chicago 5-3. Also in baseball news, Yankees slugger Giancarlo Stanton is back on the 10-day injured list after straining his right after being injured while making a headfirst slide during the first inning of Monday's win over the Blue Jays. The roster move comes barely a week after he returned from a series of setbacks that kept him out of action for almost 3 months. New York manager Aaron Boone said it's likely Stanton will be sidelined for longer than 10 days. Shohei Ohtani has taken another significant step in his return to pitching for the Angels next season. Ohtani threw 40 pitches off a mound and made 70 additional throws on flat ground Wednesday. That was the first time he threw off a mound since undergoing Tommy John surgery. Twins outfielder Eddie Rosario was removed from Wednesday's game after he sprained his left ankle. The Royals have reinstated Eric Skoglund and sent him to AAA Omaha after the lefty served an 80-game suspension for performance-enhancing drug use. Right-hander Brad Boxberger was designated for assignment, and left-hander Tim Hill was recalled from Omaha for the third time this season. An attorney for the family of a 2-year-old girl struck by a foul ball during a game between the Cubs and the Astros says she suffered a skull fracture. The attorney says the girl had bleeding and swelling in her brain as well as a brain contusion after she was hit during the May 29th game in Houston. He says that she had a seizure at the hospital and is taking medication to prevent more seizures. Craig Kimbrell will be added to the Chicago Cubs roster today before their series finale against Atlanta at Wrigley Field. The team made the announcement after yesterday's game. Kimbrell, a 7-time All-Star closer, completed his minor league assignment Tuesday and traveled to Chicago on Wednesday. He pitched in 4 games for AAA Iowa, allowing a run and 2 hits in 3 2/3 innings. The right-hander worked a clean ninth with 2 strikeouts Tuesday in Iowa's win over Omaha. Kimbrell and the Cubs finalized a $43 million 3-year contract on June 7th. The 31-year-old reliever has 333 career saves, including 42 last season for World Series champion Boston. To make room on the 25-man roster, right-hander Tony Barnett was optioned to Iowa. Well, Vanderbilt has captured its second College World Series title in its 4 appearances and their first since 2014. Mason Hickman and Jake Eater combined for 14 strikeouts as the Commodores clobbered Michigan 8-2 in Omaha last night. Hickman struck out 10 over 6 innings and limited the Wolverines to 1 hit after he gave up 3 in a row to start the game. Pat DeMarco homered for Vandy, who wins the title. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard says success is about people, not about money. The Cyclone Athletic Department is coming off a banner year in which ISU finished 3rd in the Big 12 all-sports race by finishing behind Texas and Texas Tech. It was Iowa State's best finish since the Big 12 was formed back in 1996. Pollard says the key is all the sports working together.
It's critical at a school like Iowa State because, facilities and budgets matter. But we're never going to have the biggest budget and never have the best facilities. But we can have the best people. And so working on keeping a constant focus on the culture of our people and having people in our department that are all pulling for one another is our secret sauce. And if we lose that secret sauce, then, we become average at best, probably below average.
Pollard says it's an attitude that helps them overcome a lack of resources.
Because we're not going to pay the most, and we're not going to be able to have the absolute best facilities when you're comparing ourselves to, a Stanford or an Oklahoma or a Texas, yet we're expecting to compete with those schools. And so, this year we've had our best year ever, and a large part of that is because we got a great group of people that have proven that, people can make a difference.
After back-to-back 8-win seasons and 2 bowl game expectations are as high as they have been for several years for the Cyclone football team as they open their season at home against Northern Iowa on August 31st. UConn is heading back to the Big East. The University of Connecticut Board of Trustees voted to accept an invitation to move its basketball and most other athletic teams from the American Athletic Conference. The teams are expected to begin play in the conference at the start of the 2020-21 academic year. UConn hasn't said what it plans to do with its football program, a sport not offered by the Big East. The NCAA has adjusted some of the guidelines used to determine when waivers can be granted to athletes seeking immediate eligibility when they switch schools. The adjustments approved by the Division I Council will require schools requesting a waiver for an incoming transfer to provide more documentation to support a case and more detailed verification of an athlete's claims about their original school. The NCAA says that wrestlers can wear looser-fitting shorts next year, and it has removed all language in the rules book regarding the length of a competitor's hair. The sanctioning body announced on Wednesday that its oversight panel has approved both changes starting with the upcoming season. Wrestlers previously competed only in traditional singlets, which are skin-tight, but athletes will now have the option to wear a form-fitting short with looser shorts designed for wrestling. The rule that prohibited a wrestler's hair from extending below the level of a shirt collar in the back and below the earlobes on the side has been eliminated, but athletes still can't put greasy substances or oil in their hair. And President Donald Trump has signed a presidential memorandum ordering the Pentagon to develop a new policy to allow athletes attending the nation's military academies to play professional sports immediately after graduating. Trump's own Defense Department in 2017 rescinded a policy that allowed the best athletes from the military's service academies to go straight to the pros upon graduation instead of having to first serve on active duty. That meant they had to serve 2 years of active duty before applying for reserve status to pursue a career in professional sports. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.